There's no such thing as a angry man.
He's an angry man.
He's disgruntled.
He's a woman hater. If it's the whiskey, why do you keep pulling it off the shelf?
Well, you said he's dating Ella Langley now.
No,
so.
I said there's rumors that he and Ella Langley are a thing. They did do a duet together.
Where's your source for that?
Of course, well...
Charlie Chase?
It's a rumor. Have you heard? It's a rumor.
Lorianne, whatever her name was, Crook.
It is definitely not a fact until they say it's a fact.
Avon B. said, no rain at the old palace overnight. We had two tents here.
Yes, we had a little bit of rain out here.
Supposed to get some more about 9:30,
you know,
it says.
You know, it was interesting because all of a sudden there's this line of storms north of us coming south, a little southeast. And then by the time it got here, it switched and started heading straight east. And then this morning, it was coming back up. It was like, where's it going? It doesn't know where it wants to go.
Well, it's using GPS.
Well, apparently.
That's why.
It's using the Apple Maps, which will get you lost any time of the day or week.
What do you, when do you stop on green and go on red? Joke of the day.
Joke of the day. I don't know. When do you stop on green and go on red?
When you eat a watermelon.
Watermelon. Summertime. Watermelon.
Oh, now she said they got a quarter inch.
Oh, really?
Make up your mind, Avon B.
Well,
what is
probably,
it?
She probably didn't know it rained. It wasn't like the night before.
No, but it's kind of a steady, slow burn.
Oh, the slow burn. You know, on those TV shows, we've been watching The Farmer Wants a Wife. Which, they're not farmers.
That's painful.
Anyway, except one of them, and he decided to... I checked his Instagram. He never wore a cowboy hat till he got to the show. He always had caps on in his pictures. So, whatever. Anyway, they talk about being the slow burn. You know, like the relationship takes longer to develop. And I'm like, that is the weirdest thing. I don't even
That
know.
One dude that looks like the guy from Midland, he's boring as hell.
Oh, he's the bull rider.
Yeah, he's boring.
Yeah.
The boring bull rider.
The boring...
So Avon B. said she had to go outside and check the gauge, so she said a quarter inch.
Well, that's going to be good for the garden, for the farmer's market.
Don't have to irrigate from the deep well on south from the lake over there. The lake's getting pretty full, actually.
Yes, it's filling up. I've noticed that.
I drove by there yesterday and took a little scout.
Took a little peek.
So this could be a disaster for CBS Sports when it's football season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Russell Wilson's joining CBS Sports with Tony Romo and Jim the Cheater Nance, and I don't know who else.
Jim the Cheater.
Nance the Cheater.
Oh, my gosh.
14 seasons he played for in the NFL, Russ, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he finally retired because nobody wanted him. You know.
Well, it's your day away from retirement in the old NFL.
That's true. You're always just one day away.
Are they going to get rid of Tony Romo and put him in there? There's not room for three people in the booth.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to do that. Maybe he's going to be part of the crew back at the, you know, back in wherever they are, and then that would be just Tony and Jim in the booth. I don't know.
Maybe Scott Pelley can help since he got fired.
Hmm.
From 60 Minutes.
Oh, from 60 Minutes.
Yeah, you knew. You told me that yesterday.
Scott
Pelley, CBS 60 Minutes.
Yes, because he spoke his mind and he
said these people are stupid.
Yes, he did.
He got in trouble for that.
He said these people are stupid and that didn't fare well.
Uh-oh, Hereford Steve just said, oh my God, I got rain gauge heaven here. 7,200s from Hereford Steve.
Oh.
Man, they're living right up there.
They are.
Let's see. Let me see here. What's Rodney Hunter say? 1.27 for the week. Well, we have 1.24 for the week so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, after all that long dry spell, we're doing great.
Just need some more today. It says on my in-studio radar it's going to rain at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
9:30,
according
okay.
to the radar.
Well, we'll see.
So Avon B. said, I had to go ahead and check. She already sent that to me twice.
Well, you know how the texting is sometimes.
Sometimes my stuff doesn't go through.
I know.
So I don't know.
I've seen that happen a time or two.
Yeah, you know how it is. So the old that'll kind of put a damper on the old carnival up there at the bull barn, probably.
Oh, be a that's little muddy right, up there. Right.
Lions it's Club,
probably the mud hole now.
Lions Club getting a little gig going up there with the carnival.
Lots of fun community things going on, you know.
I think Hereford Steve was the president of the Lions Club for 15, 20 years.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow, good Maybe for 30. Him. Maybe 30.
Oh, the parking lot is paved. All right.
Nice.
They're smart.
Well, now that makes it better because you just never know, especially this time of year.
I like getting instant gratification from the text messaging system here.
Well, you got to get it somewhere.
Our ratings went up quite a bit yesterday when Chaz came by.
Chaz showed up and just made everything better.
The dude makes me laugh.
Yeah.
That guy has some stories.
Chaz came down and looked at what we got. He's going to need to get some special wire made for our new board. We've still sitting there out in the lobby on the chair, I guess.
Well, it came in here and got close.
It came close. Yep. We talked about, you know, that really a lot of our connections will just transfer right over, but there's only one. There's always one, right?
Has to be one problem child.
There's always a problem child, you know. And
he told us some funny stories, man.
He did. He told us lots of good things.
A former KGNC chief engineer.
Yes, chief engineer.
Now he's working with the good people.
Well, working with the people who know how to make it work.
I said, listen, he was in the studio and just me and him in here and you were in your room. And I said, listen, dude, I'm in charge of the farm stuff and sales. I don't have time to screw with this other crap. So get it done. He's telling me, oh, you're going to do this. And I said, I don't have all day to do that stuff.
I know. He's over there telling you stuff. And I'm thinking, he doesn't understand that this man isn't going to do any of that stuff.
I'm not going to spend 2 days making some stupid wire.
No, you're not. And you're not going to make some kind of an antenna either for the back to make things right.
That's not going to happen.
No, that is not going to happen.
Oh, I got a message from the NCBA in Denver town.
Oh, really? NCBA? Oh, do they want you to come to a meeting?
Hillary Makins just sent me an email.
Oh.
Senior Executive Director for NCBA.
Nice.
She's working on getting Colin Whittle on here.
Oh,
the
great.
President of NCBA from Denver.
Is that to talk about the new world screwworm?
Yep.
Yeah, that finally found in a calf in South Texas.
Mm. He's from Big Spring, Texas. He's a good old boy from Texas.
Big Spring. I'm from Big Spring.
Good old boy down there. He's a nice guy. I like him. He's about 6'9".
Is he really
that
tall?
I feel like a smidget next to him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Trail update from the Paladuro Canyon.
Still closed.
Nope. The Goodnight Peak Trail is open. Lighthouse is open. The Big Cave. Capitol Peak, Cliffside.
Nice.
Open.
All right.
I guess they didn't get all that rain. I don't know.
I don't know.
What happened there? You never know about that deal. They either get floods down there or nothing.
Well, maybe, you know, this rain that came through here last night doesn't seem like it's gone very far to the east.
No.
Seems like it's kind of hovered here.
It hugged in God's country.
Well, right, you know, when you live in God's country.
So Sue Martin says, we need some rain up in the old state of Iowa. And she said, there's a 70% chance of Corn Belt rain today.
Oh, really? 70%?
And 90 tonight.
Wow.
Fox 31 News, KDVR in Denver town.
KDVR.
Brace yourselves for the arrival of El Nino.
Yes. El Nino, you know, I mean, just based on what's happening here, it seems that El Nino has arrived.
Morning Has Broken. Remember that movie?
Oh, yes.
I went to see that. That
like
was the summer of 69 or something.
Morning Has Broken.
I actually like that song. Who sang that?
That is a good song.
I used to sing it on the tractor on the old John Deere B.
You didn't sing anything on the tractor. That is a lie.
I did. I did. I practiced my singing.
No. No singing on the tractor for you.
I'm calling Facebook today.
Oh.
We received a business invitation. They've sent that like a zillion times.
We get a lot of those.
Go away. You're annoying as hell. Hello to 1240 AM WTAX.
WTAX.
Springfield, Illinois.
Is that AM or FM?
AM.
Okay.
1240 is AM. Big farm station up there in the Fighting Illini town.
Oh, big farm station. Mm-hmm. All right.
They have an NEFB member there.
All right. Yeah.
We're the only station with that status. Nobody else does.
We're the only privately owned, you know, not their...
No network thing.
There is, yeah. We're not doing network and...
We're not doing shady stuff.
We're the only radio station, really, that is a member.
Fall in love with your life again. Here's what you got to do.
Oh! Fall in love with
From
your life.
From rain to falling in love
so
with your life.
So is this a list?
There's just a few on here.
Just a few.
Wake up early, which I do.
We do that every day.
Make your bed.
Oh, do we do that too?
Enjoy the morning sun.
Oh, enjoy the morning sun.
Speak kindly to yourself.
Always speak kindly to yourself.
Learn something new.
Oh.
Surround yourself with good people that are more successful than you are.
Well.
That's why you're here.
Somebody's got to have that.
Well, I heard a story that Tropical Storm Amanda has formed now for the first hurricane of the season.
You know, I saw that too.
Mm-hmm.
For the first tropical storm. It's not a hurricane yet.
Being tracked by the country folks at Colorado State.
Oh, now, you know, what I first thought of was the song from the 80s, Amanda.
Boston.
Boston
sings Amanda.
But there's another song. Oh, no, it's Rosanna. I had it confused.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Boston sings Amanda.
Amanda, that's right.
Here's our positive quote of the day.
Oh, we have a positive quote?
Never become so thirsty that you drink from every cup presented to you, because that's how you get poisoned.
Yes, stay thirsty, my friends. Don't drink from every cup that's presented to you. They're not all worth drinking from.
I didn't know this, but from 2008 till 2023, guess who was the voice of Smokey Bear PSAs?
I don't know. Who was it?
I'm Smokey the Bear, you know. Mm-hmm. Sam Elliott.
Really?
Yep.
Sam Elliott was Smokey the Bear?
Yep. He kind of looks like Smokey.
Sam Elliott's a pretty grounded guy. He's not your typical Hollywood.
He reminds me of Chaz, actually.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of shaggy hair, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of gruff.
Yeah, I can see that.
We had to actually kick him out the door just last night.
Dude,
we got to go to bed. It's getting late.
He's sending us emails at 2 in the morning, and we're getting up at 4:30. It's like, dude, no.
U.S. has lost more than 94,000 farms between 2021 and 2025.
Wow, that's only 4 years.
Farmers and ranchers say they're being gouged by these fertilizer companies, screwing them over by 50%.
Oh, I tell you what. They jack up the price supposedly because, you know, it's more expensive, the Strait of Hormuz thing. And then they get record profits, so, you know... Who's lying?
I smell a skunk.
What
do they call? Oh, a rat.
A rat.
Not a skunk. Chaz told us a story about two skunks that got electrocuted at the old 710 building.
Yes. One night, and the next one came the next night and did exactly the same thing.
10,000 volts right there on the
old
skunk.
There's a lot of power there.
Man. The second skunk was stupid.
Yeah, the second one was dumber than the first.
9 News out of Denver KUSA reports Ford is telling owners of select Bronco, Sport, and Maverick models not to drive them due to suspension issues that could force the drivers to lose control.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
From 9 News and KUSA.
News and KUSA.
Since we live in Denver, might as well talk about the news.
Well, we do talk about Denver frequently because we've been told that that's where we live.
I saw him the other day, by the way.
Yeah.
I hid.
You hid?
Yes. Oh, no.
Can't say that I blame you.
So I'm glad we got some rainfall reports. If anybody has some rain gauge reports, just text it, 647-6031, and we'll let people know where the rain fell over the plains.
Bring on the rain, the rain in the plains.
Winston Churchill said it good.
Oh, we said it good? Okay.
I don't listen to what people say. I only observe what they do, because behavior never lies.
Oh, that's the truth.
That's why you sit back over there and just watch all day.
I do. And you get mad when I say, okay, and I'm like, well, that's why I do
that. It doesn't sink in.
No.
Good morning to Big Daddy Tom Donahue.
Big Daddy Tom Donahue. Big Daddy. All right.
The father of progressive rock FM radio.
Oh, really? Progressive rock FM radio.
He was pictured with one of the Beatles back in the 60s.
Oh, he was? Yeah. Oh, how exciting.
That's a cool honor name. Big Daddy Tom Donahue.
Yes, I like it.
Big Daddy.
We had
the big cat.
Yes, the big cat was in Plainview for a little bit.
The big cat was in Plainview.
Yeah, we don't really want to.
Then we had little David.
We don't really want to revisit that, do we? We don't.
Hey, Chaz yesterday said, "Well, who hooked up some of this junk?"
Yes,
different people
do it.
Some
of the intricate workings over here.
He said when I walked in, because I'd been gone all day.
He had no idea what that was.
He goes, "I'm a little confused."
A little.
I said, "Well, welcome to the ranch."
But he had a solution.
Yeah.
He does have a solution.
He must have an IQ of 200.
You know, what I really like about him, and it seems all these other engineers, is that they're very creative. They're like entrepreneurs. They, like MacGyver, you know, he walks out to his car and he goes, "I've got this." And he's going to get, it's two radios, he's going to hook them up, and he's going to get it hooked up to our system, and then
I
it's going to...
I thought that was telling some Wallace.
That MacGyver, really? No.
What was that show called with Telly?
Oh.
With the lollipop?
I don't know, what was that? With the...
Hawaii Five-O?
You know.
66 years of the Big Texan Steakhouse.
66 years
Can you
of
believe
the Big
that?
Texan.
They're having a big birthday party on June 15th.
Kojak.
Who loves your baby. That's what he said.
Who loves your baby.
Who loves your baby.
I do remember that. Do you know how many times he was married?
42.
Three.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Three or four is usually kind of the limit.
He was married in 84 and died 10 years later. So that was his longest marriage.
Really?
No, actually, his second one was 14 years. So, yeah.
How old was he?
He was 72.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a little young. I don't know about that.
That number's getting closer.
Yeah, those numbers, they don't get smaller.
From the Amarillo Police Department today.
Oh.
We got to practice our Amarillo news, you know.
Okay.
Amarillo Police have arrested three after a robbery call yesterday at, let's see, between Wifflin and Hughes Street by the Wells Fargo.
Oh, Wells Fargo.
Yeah, three teenagers tried to rob a dang bank, those dumb people.
Teenagers?
Yeah, three juveniles. I guess they're teenagers
Gosh. Yes. Really?
Yep.
What is wrong with those people? That's like the guys in New York City climbing down into the sewer system.
Well, I never heard why they did that.
Well, they haven't caught them yet.
Huh?
Yeah. They have video of them going down in there, but the video, like a lot of video, it's grainy and it's dark, and you can't really tell who they are.
That's very weird.
It is very strange. Do not climb into the sewer system in New York City. That one lady fell out of her car and died.
Well, the lid fell off.
Yes.
It wasn't put on right.
No, it wasn't put on.
Obviously.
Right. No. You know what they need in there is like a secondary, some kind of a net or something that if the lid does come off and somebody falls in, they won't go all the way down. They
need some kind of a little piece of plywood or
that's
something.
That's like bolted in there or something that will catch people.
Happy birthday today for the Roland Rocket, Gary Thompson from Roland, Story City, Iowa. Born in 1935.
Really?
He's 91.
He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He left his basketball career to be a commentator on the old TV.
Oh, a commentator.
For basketball games.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Went to Iowa State, did well, went to the NBA. He played against Wilt Chamberlain when they played Kansas, because Wilt was played for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Wilt the Stilt.
Yep. He went up against Wilt the Stilt when Wilt's like 7'10", and Gary Thompson was barely 5'10".
Yeah, but he was really good.
Oh, yeah. He had a 1,000-point high school career.
1,000 points. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That is pretty cool. I grew up about 15 minutes from Roland Story Norseman.
You did?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go by, you go, hey, is that the school? But no.
No, because you went to South Hamilton.
Which is 10 miles away.
Which is 10 miles away.
We hated Roland Story.
Yes.
Those bad boys.
You had a bad name for them when you
were.
We
beat them my senior year, 7-6, blew them out.
7-6, that was the blowout.
A big old blowout. They went on to win the state championship that year.
But they couldn't beat your team.
Nope.
So that's something to be proud of.
That's something I won't forget because I busted my helmet.
Did they win? Did they lose any other games
that
season?
Nope, that was it.
All right.
The head coach, Kerry Van Winkle, at the time said on his radio report, those South Hamilton Hawks took it to us.
And if they hadn't taken one of their players out, they may not have scored that 6 points at all.
Who was that?
I don't know. That guy that was faster than everybody else that could
run
down
bullet?
Yes, faster than a speeding bullet.
I had to get a drink. I was
parched.
What
did they say? Where's Waylon?
Where the hell's he at? He's on the sideline.
You step bomb. Out of the game and they scored.
Tony Carlson ran 56 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah. Where was the other guy to make up that difference there? Wow.
I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Can't even take a 20-second break.
A 10-second break.
Yeah, Arlen, my buddy, said, where the hell's Waylon?
Yep. And
well,
that was their only score of the game. I'm sure you didn't get to take a break after that.
No, they said, get back in there. Quit slacking.
And they never scored again.
1961 Ford Thunderbird for sale in Eastland, Texas.
Oh, a Ford Thunderbird.
Baby blue.
Oh, nice.
Only has 76,000 miles on it.
76,000?
Look at that, baby.
70 what?
It's a 61.
Oh, 61.
Ford Thunderbird coupe two-door.
Really?
390 V8.
Wow, it looks pretty.
True original survivor.
I like the color.
That is really nice.
Is that what you're going to get me for my birthday?
That's
a no. That long pause.
Well, I didn't tell you
that
the price.
That long pause means no.
It's $19,000.
Oh, woo! That's a little out of our price
range.
I'll
have to go to the buy or pay here lot or something. Oh, my battery is sufficiently charged.
See if they'll let you make payments on that.
Leave it to Texas Tech to make history again. Never in the history has there been a rematch in the World Series finals.
That's what I thought. This is the girls, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I thought that they played Texas last year and they lost. And they didn't look so good yesterday.
No, they looked a little bit out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They didn't look like the team that they've been all season. So obviously they have to win two games. So they have to win the next two games or they're done.
From the Deaf Smith County Library News Department.
Oh, the news department. Okay.
They got their summer reading schedule out.
Oh, reading schedule.
Starting
nice.
Today, they have a Dynamite Magic show at 1:30.
Dynamite.
Your brother should go to that.
Yes, JJ.
JJ. June 12th, family movie night at 5:30.
My oldest brother had a shirt that said Dynamite.
That's lame.
Oh, it is.
That's lame as hell.
And it was his favorite shirt.
June 12th is a family movie night at 5:30. June 17th is Mommy and Me bracelets at 4:30.
Mommy and Me bracelets.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's the kind of stuff I love about summer is that they make all these fun family things to do.
Happy anniversary, 55 years of wedded bliss for Crystal Gale and her husband.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome, because so many celebrities don't get to have that kind of longevity.
They met in high school. They were high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. Nice.
Yep. He kind of sat in the background and helped her write some songs and paid the electric bill.
Oh, he made sure the bills got
paid.
And
some water and toilet paper.
I'm not paying for nothing else.
I'm not paying no electric bill for you.
I'm not paying for that.
I'm going to crank it up, but I'm not paying.
I'm going to crank that air down, but I ain't going to pay that bill because it's not my house.
I'm
going to
set that baby down to 50.
We know somebody who moved in with their girlfriend.
Their girlfriend.
And cranked the air down, but wouldn't pay any of the bills on the house.
I'll go get you some water and toilet paper, and that's what I'm going to do.
And anytime you saw him leaving a store, all they had in the cart was water and toilet paper.
It was that, what do they call that stuff that's the cheap stuff? Generic water?
That's the...
Great value water.
Yes, great. Yeah. Of course. My goodness, you're not going to spend a lot of money on water.
Happy birthday to Baldomar Garza Herrera.
Oh, happy birthday.
Born in San Benito, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Guess what his real name is?
I have no idea.
I should say his stage name.
Oh, stage? Okay. What
Freddy
is it?
Fender.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how old is he?
Well, he died in 2006. Oh. He was 69. he would have been 89 today.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Love the days and love the nights.
Lonely days and lonely
wasted
nights.
Days and wasted
days.
Nights.
And we're just making stuff
living
up now.
It down and next to the next teardrop falls.
Oh, I do remember that one.
I played that at my first wedding.
No, you played that at your second wedding.
I don't care how many kids you got if I don't got to pay for them.
Oh,
that was
wow.
My wedding
was that,
gift.
Was that your wedding gift?
Congratulations to Lubbock Cooper grad Cambry Tucker, I guess it is.
Cambry? What's Cambry up to?
She signed a letter, a full-ride scholarship, University of Nebraska for gymnastics.
Oh, really?
That is
wow,
cool.
Wow, that is awesome.
Going up there to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Congratulations. Yeah. Full-ride scholarship.
Athletic scholarship to gymnastics at Lincoln.
Wow. Now that's exciting. And because that's a D1 school.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bet it is. It used to be Big 8 and then Big 12 and stuff, you know.
Big 8, Big V8, 12.
V8, V4.
You know, all that good stuff.
From Abner Rusty at Channel 11 in Lubbock.
Oh, what's Abner up to these days?
The Hub City's reputation is now in the books as one of the cheapest places to live in the U.S.
It is.
Yep. Drawing families all over the fruited plains to Lubbock.
I don't know about that.
They come by to visit on a dusty day.
I don't know about that, but...
No?
No.
It looks like the sun's out. That's weird.
Yeah,
it's supposed to rain.
Yes, the sun is out. I think the rain has moved out as well.
Reuben on the Road stopped in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yes.
On his way to California.
Going to Cali.
For the Route 66 gig.
And he took a picture of the gas prices out there in California, too. And they're a little bit higher than they are around
now?
Here. Woo!
I didn't see the prices. What were they?
They were at $2 higher than we're paying. Or three. Two or three, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday, but I don't remember if I said this. From News Channel 10, South Carolina detective accused of pointing a gun at an officer over microwaving fish in the office.
Oh, was that what it was about?
He's like, don't do that. It smells in here.
Oh, my gosh.
So he pulled out the gun and...
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. What a dumb you-know-what.
Say it, will you?
I can't say it.
Well.
What a dumb you-know-what.
So they got in a fight over microwaving fish.
So he's lost his job over microwaving fish. He really needs to think about that.
He said, I want tater tots, not fish. And now I can't have tater tots because smells like fish.
Because you can't even pay for them now that you lost your job. Oh, my gosh. And imagine the legal fees he has to pay now.
Jerry Jones hired some Kelly girls yesterday.
Oh, Kelly girls.
They're
nice.
Temporary workers. That's what they used to be called, Kelly girls.
Yes.
Well, anyway, he hired them because they're up on the old AT&T Stadium covering up the AT&T Stadium sign because of the World Cup.
Oh, the World Cup. That's right. It's going to be in Arlington this week.
So they got some guys walking around up there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's up on top of it. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
One guy said, I think I saw a plane coming by pretty close.
Zip plane!
There's a plane over there. That's American Airlines plane. That's a Airbus, I think. So that would be scary.
So it is going to be a busy weekend in Arlington this weekend because the Texas Rangers are playing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're having the FIFA?
FIFA soccer thing.
Soccer thing.
Yep.
We don't really know anything about soccer. But
I don't know nothing about Pele.
Pele, really?
Denver International Airport CEO Phil Washington said, I quit yesterday. He's retiring.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Okay.
According to the Denver Gazette.
Hmm.
You know how that is.
Well, you know how those newspapers are.
Don't forget about the Longhorn Classic this Saturday.
Yes, Longhorn Classic this Saturday. You know, on that that little flyer that they made up, the thing that we have on, that they had on social media, the stuff they're serving at the concession stand looks really delicious.
They're going to have
pulled
pork.
Even if you just go over there and get you some food, just go over there.
Yeah, hamburger.
That's the place to be.
Fruit cups, nacho supremes.
Yeah, the nacho supreme. Mm-mm.
Only $5. You'd be there all day. You have to pay $5 to go in the gate.
Yeah, $5 gets you in and out all day long. It sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Starts at 8:30, ends about 4:25 Saturday afternoon.
So what schools are participating in
that? A bunch of them. Spring Lake Earth and Valley and I don't know. He reeled off a bunch of them yesterday.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Our executive tree trimmer, Coach James Shulton.
You asked him about spraying weeds.
He's going to spray, too.
Yeah. And he's like, that looks like a little more than what you're saying there.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
It's about a half acre of weeds. Maybe a whole acre.
I don't think so. He can't do nothing until it quits raining anyway.
That's true.
So Amarillo was hit hard with some bad news this week.
Uh-oh. What happened in Amarillo?
Bell Textron, Bell Helicopter.
Yeah?
Has announced layoffs that will impact workers tied to one of the major programs over there.
Oh, no.
So they're going to have a few people having some summer vacation.
Well, more like a permanent vacation.
Well, for now.
For now.
You know, it's a good gig.
It is a good gig. They do get paid pretty good money.
From KETV Newswatch 7.
KETV Newswatch 7. I like that.
An ammonia leak at the Nebraska City, Nebraska meat processing plant sent 6 people to the hospital yesterday.
Really?
Owned by Cargill.
Hmm.
At 2601 Industrial Road.
Hmm. Why do we need to know the address?
In case you need to go by and get your unemployment check.
Oh.
You know.
Hmm.
D. Vaughn's flying back from D.C., the corn farmer from Dumas.
Yes, he's been there talking to congressional leaders
about the fertilizer mess,
the issues that agriculture has been dealing with. It's just out of control.
About the high fertilizer prices and crop input prices and the price of fuel.
Yeah, oh, the price of fuel is
That is the biggest racket ever.
Everything is just out of touch right now. But then the House of Representatives votes to end the U.S. involvement in the Iranian thing, and it's like you can't stop now, dude. You can't do that, and then just say, "Oh, we're just gonna forget about it."
Trump said he's gonna bomb the hell out of everybody.
Well, that's what he keeps saying.
Just bomb them and be done.
And I'm not saying that he should be doing that, but you know,
he has a bumper sticker out that says, "Bomb me and be done."
If you don't like me, I bomb you.
I bomb you.
It's kind of how it sounds, but I don't know.
Here's some red flags in a marriage if you're ready.
Oh, red flags in marriage.
Number one.
How many of these do you...
Well, there's 8 of them.
There's 8 of them.
But if you only hit half, you're still in good shape. You know, 50-50.
There's still hope if you're so faithful. Wow.
The first one, you start choosing silence because explaining how you feel is really pointless.
Well, now, isn't that the truth?
I've heard that before. Yeah. I ain't going to talk about it. You're worthless.
Why would I bother?
Number two, you remember old happy memories more than you create new ones. Remember we used to like each other back 15 years ago?
Remember how you used to do this and say that? And yeah.
Well, there's always a motive.
Well, that's true. People aren't always honest with who they are.
You avoid coming home early because the house no longer feels peaceful.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Because when you walk in the door, somebody says,
"What's for supper? You got something in the back?
What's for supper?
Bag, pocket there,
I don't
for
know,
supper?
You've been here since noon."
Some of the classic stuff I've never heard before. you stop planning the future together, only manage daily routines because you have to.
Well, you got to do something, right?
You feel more understood by outsiders than the person sitting next to you.
You don't understand me anymore. You don't know who
I was just
I
joking.
You've lost touch with me.
Jeez. CHS will be closing a grain elevator in southern Minnesota, announced yesterday.
Oh, really?
Due to financial losses in the second quarter of 2026.
Wow.
Yeah. The facilities in Kaysen, Ostrander, and Wyckoff are going to operate for the rest of the year, and then they're going to shut her down.
Shutting her down.
Oh, shut you down.
Oh, that's another classic.
The future of a more than a 6 million bushel grain storage facility, man.
Really?
6 million bushels.
6 million bushel storage facility. Wow.
We will continue to buy grain from customers for delivery to the local processing and river facilities, and then we're going to put this baby up for sale because we lost $147 million last year.
Wow. What, $147
million?
$147 million?
In 2025.
Wow.
We got a CHS office here in town.
There is one here in town, yes. And I would guess that a lot of those places are struggling. So, I don't know.
Well, things have changed.
A lot of things have changed.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
See.
So a big rainbow in Lubbock this morning at 124th and Quaker.
Oh, really?
Look at that baby.
Oh, man. That's pretty. That's a big one.
According
to
Abner Rusty and his trusty, dusty camera.
So a week from tomorrow, the farmer's market starts here in town. And that is from 9 till noon, right there on the north side of the square, where Cobb's department store used to be.
Right, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Right there in the little parking lot.
The Texas wheat producers, according to Drew Powell and ABC 7 News.
Oh, we love Drew Powell.
Drew Powell.
ABC 7 News. Yep.
Well, they're going to invest $400,000 in 16 High Plains winter wheat research projects.
Oh, are they?
Yep. There goes our advertising budget.
Well, you know.
Well, you know how it is.
Don't spend all your money on her.
It's a waste of time. Time and money, actually.
That's true.
$20 at Walmart's too much. I can't believe somebody would say stuff like that. Mm. You know?
Well, when you come from a family where one person wakes up in the morning and says, "Happy anniversary," and the other one says, "What's happy about it?" That's kind of going to be the whole theme of your life. So.
Oh, man.
What's happy about it?
That's another classic.
Oh, it is.
You know?
Is it ever?
Let me check the radar here with our color weather radar in studio.
It looks like the clouds are back. The sun isn't shining so bright anymore. Maybe
the sun
more
ran
on
away.
The north side.
22% chance of rain next hour.
Hmm. Let's see. 22%.
Well, they took algebra 2. They said it was going to rain, and it doesn't look like it now.
I would say the rain is gone from here.
It was supposed to be here at 9:30.
Well, we have an hour.
Well, we'll see. Oh, man, my phone's blowing up. Oh, look at this.
Oh.
Rodney L. Hunter.
Oh.
Friona, 1.18. Herford, 0.91. Hart, 1800s. 200s and Tulia, 0.37 for Dimmitt. From the West Texas Mesonite site.
Oh, the Mesonites.
And Rodney L. Hunter and Sarah, his wife, celebrate 39 years tomorrow.
Oh.
Wow, that's cool.
Reach out and say congratulations. Oh, that's exciting.
Do that because when you text him, he'll call me and say, "You got, I don't know, 7 or 8 listeners now." Or maybe,
you
I don't know, 7
You got one more than you had last time you told
20.
Me what I was doing.
Man.
That's really cool.
I never made it past... Oh, Sue what Martin is, said we need the rain.
What is the biggest number that you've made it to?
Let me think. Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I guess you've already made it past that.
I have a new record.
You have a new record.
You know who makes me more madder than Southwest Airlines sending us stuff
more
all the time?
More madder than Southwest. Who makes you more madder than Southwest Airlines?
The NEFB.
Oh.
Another webinar. We got stuff to do. We ain't got time for that crap.
Whether it's the TAB or the NAB or the NAFB or Southwest or anybody.
Go out and sell some national advertising.
Quit sitting on your butt all day. Quit doing that. Okay, we got to go.
We're not done yet.
It's 8:30. 2.
Oh, we got a hot thing from NCBA.
Oh, we did?
Yes, Hillary got in touch with Colin Woodall. And he's going to be available, so I got to give him a call and line up a time.
For next week? Is that?
No, for tomorrow.
Oh, you have Dr. John.
I know.
And
we're
Wayne Cleveland on. Oh,
I know.
My gosh.
We're going to be packed. I got to go to sleep now.
You need time to prepare.
I got to go to sleep now for tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. Todd Nancy in the Morning and the Agriflex Report.
What?
Thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate you every day. Stay tuned to KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM, all day, every day. We have all your ag news, weather, markets, and the best country music around. We know it. You know it. It's the best station around. Keep it locked in. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.